Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings on Wednesday with Nina and Linus. How are y'all doing? I hope so far this week has been going halfway decent for you. We're so glad to be here to help. I tell you, this is interesting. As you know, I'm going to make this announcement. We're in Mercury retrograde, y'all, from August 30th to September 22nd. The new moon was on the 1st, and we have two new moons this month, so you might want to write this down. The first new moon was the 1st, and the second one is on the 30th of September. Your full moon is September the 16th. Okay, got that? Write it down. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings every Wednesday. Me and Nina will be doing readings for 1 hour. One question per caller, please. We decided to add a second show during the week because we have such a high demand for readings. So don't forget, now we do daily readings from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. You go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. When you get to the website, just click on Psychic Readings. You know, if you desire more personal, intimate, one-on-one, that's where you want to go. And our readings, we just like a doctor. We don't discuss it with anybody else or talk to anybody about it. It's one-on-one, and that's where it stays. So thank you for joining and supporting our show. Now, the chat room is open. My co-host, Miss Nina, is there. Now, y'all, Miss Nina is also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, and she's going to be telling you about a new show that is coming up pretty quick. And let's see, that's it. I don't have any Yes, I do. Chris, my other, like, adopted daughter. It's my daughter's best friend. Happy birthday, Christina. Almost forgot. Jeez, I felt bad about that. Anyway, let's bring in Miss Nina, my co-host. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Lennis. I hope all of you are doing fine and just full of happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yes. Okay, did you have any announcements, any birthdays or
anything like that? I have no birthdays this week, but I would like to everyone that Passage to Empowerment is coming back, 2.0 version. So I will have a new co-host, Holly, and we will be doing the show at 6 p.m. Pacific time next Tuesday. My first show is going to be really a relaxed show. We're just going to basically introduce ourselves and our strong suits and take callers in. If you want to talk about us, you want to talk about yourself, it's just going to be a free open forum.
All right, sounds good. And you'll see announcements again on me and Nina's page prior to Tuesday, and also on the Essence of Success Radio Network page, EssenceOfSuccess.com website. Yeah, that's what I want to say. We're looking forward to it. If you haven't heard it before, you're going to really enjoy a treat, the different shows that Passage to Empowerment have. Very good. Okay, well, I'm going to do a couple of prayers, and then we're going to get started. Cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, being, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. And so it is. And I've got one more prayer. Open supernatural doors, God, in our lives today. Save and set free. Give us a double portion of your spirit as we take back everything that the devil has stolen. Emotional health, physical health, finances, relationships, children, jobs, homes, marriages. We cancel out every plot, plan, and scheme the enemy has devised against us in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. And we declare no weapon formed against us will prosper. We speak life into every dead situation. And I thank you, we thank you, that nothing is over until you say it's over. We speak prophetically into our lives and into our situations. Our households are blessed. Our health is blessed. Our marriages are blessed. Our finances are blessed. Our businesses are blessed. Our jobs are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our grandchildren are blessed. Our parents are blessed. Our siblings are blessed. Our ministries are blessed. And our decisions are blessed. Husbands are on the way, wives are on the way, mortgages are paid, and debts canceled. Our heart's desires are on the way according to your perfect will and plan for our lives. In Jesus the Christ, amen. This is a prayer for the family. Dear God, thank you for the gift of family that you have given us. You know our hearts. You know our heart hurts because of the disharmony in our families. We have lost our peace and our health because of the messy situations in our home. We have no one to turn to but you, God. You alone can understand the hearts of your followers as you have created each and every one of us. Only you can bring together the hearts of your men together. Help us forgive other family members, O Lord. Let us and our families not defile your name by this disunity. Help us forgive one another of the mistakes we have done to each other and bring us back together in the name of God. Fill each one of us with your love and understanding so we can fully exalt your name in glory. I know that you will bring back the peace and unity that was once present in our home. We ask that this is in the precious name of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, this is a prayer for a companion. Almighty God, hear this prayer. Almighty God, hear this relationship prayer. As you are first in our heavenly hearts and mind and spirits, so do we desire a companion for our earthly heart and mind and being. Guide us to the partner you know is perfect for us, God. Help us walk in faith until that time of our first meeting. Show us how we can become a partner worthy of love. Then guide us through every stage of our relationship so that we move ever closer to you. We grow closer to you, each and each other, in love, in joy, and in faith. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Amen. And the last prayer is a financial prayer. We create wealth every day in every way because we deserve this. All that we do creates surplus, abundance, and plenty for ourselves and others. We love the abundant, balanced life, growing, serving, and sharing. The God in us honors the God in wealth. Thank you. Our will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. All righty. I think we're ready for our callers now. What you think, Miss Nina? Yes?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. And I hope those prayers have touched someone along your path, your journey, not only this day, but throughout the coming days, weeks, and months. Okay, first caller is area code 412. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. 412? You're on the air. Okay, if you just want to listen, that's fine. Okay,
yeah.
Area code 530, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Namaste, this is Sharon in California.
Well, hello, Sharon, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here with you ladies.
Wonderful. And what can we help you with today, young lady?
Well, I wanted to see what kind of spirit message that might be available for me. I'm really on a path of learning spirituality, and so I just wondered what message might be there for me.
You're a very giving person and generous, which is good. It's the love within you. Don't be so shy to share your spirituality, because doing that, you touch other lives. It's like a snowball effect. Like, you know, you can tell people to, you know, that you'll pray for them, or maybe they should pray more for something to come about. But your spirituality, you can also tell them to look at things, have their perspective look a little bit different. You know, why certain things happen in their lives. I'm feeling that you have the ability to kind of look at the balance when something is happening. Even though I see you withdrawn sometime, but you also can look at the balance. And when you explain that to the next person spiritually, not only is it a blessing, but it also helps you. It enlightens you even more. Have you thought about going into doing not really psychic readings? It's almost like psychic life coach. Have you thought about doing that?
No,
like kind of getting people
not
on
really
the correct path.
I hear things, but it's not all the time.
Okay.
It will be.
Okay.
It will be.
Okay.
Yeah. They told me to just open your mind a little bit more and rely on your intuition. It's always right.
I work with a pendulum, and I had some experiences with the pendulum that proved to me how valid it was. And so I use that quite often.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now, rely on your instincts.
Okay.
That you can't take
you
the
have
with you all the time. So rely on those instincts. They're right.
You have the power within you. You're a very spiritual being. You're a very loving being and generous. So you've got the root that most people look for but have a hard time grasping. You have it already. Like Nina said, you just need to expound on it a little bit more. But you can spiritually tell people things. That's why I said maybe not so much as a psychic, but like a psychic coach, a spiritual way. In other words, the God in you honors the God in the next person when you're helping them.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Darren, the angels are also telling me not to let yourself be a doormat.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, so don't let anybody walk over you.
Okay, yeah, I've been working on my boundaries.
Yeah, good.
Good,
that's
good for you.
They're always good to have. So make sure you do work on those boundaries, and everything is going to come to you.
Wonderful. I hope that's a good. The good things come into me.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Are you
expecting
money? Because I see a check coming your way.
I don't know, but I'll take it.
Okay, well, I see money coming to you. It's a check. Like, I don't know, maybe you overpaid something. Or they owe you this. They finally tracked you down. Were they able to send it to you and got your address? But, yeah. You know, probably like I'm seeing $100 to $150. But,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. I'll take it.
Yeah. Yep, it's coming.
Oh, wouldn't we all?
Yeah, I see that coming.
Thank you. Is there any expectation about, you know, like in the next week or next month or?
The check, 7 days.
Yeah.
That's what they showed
7 days. Okay,
but
cool.
I got to ask you, Sharon, who is this brunette in the background? I see this woman way back, and I don't know why the angels are showing me her. I'm not seeing her face, but I can see that she's brunette. She's dark hair, medium height, medium built. But she's just standing there. She's not coming forward, and she's not opening her mouth. Do you know who that could be?
No. I know somebody in the physical right now that's kind of like that, but not in the spiritual world. At least it's not coming to me right now.
Okay, no, it's not spiritual. This woman is here. But she's standing way back. It's like
is
she's
that Doris?
A block away.
Does that bring a name, Doris?
Like,
does that
Doris
have any influence on that?
No.
Okay.
You're telling me no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Amanda, something with an A. Just write down the letter A.
Okay.
I believe this woman is observing you. That's what it looks like. She's not there to harm you or anything like that, but she's just sitting back. I mean, she's standing way far away, but she's looking directly at you. Like she'd be looking directly at your eyes, but I just couldn't understand why she was standing and looking and not coming forward. But she's in an observant mode.
I've had readings before where my family is standing back because I'm showing, according to this person, I'm showing them how they could have been in life. And they're observing because they weren't at this point where I am. But.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, very
interesting.
Telling
me, like, well, Sharon, if you find out, call us back.
I sure will. Thank you, ladies, so very much.
Oh,
you're
most welcome. And you're on a good path, so God bless you, young lady.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And blessings to you, ladies. Namaste.
All right. Namaste. Oh, I like this woman. Okay, between me and you, you're the first person. Okay, namaste, Sharon.
Okay.
I love it. Okay, next caller. As soon as I can get you up. Area code 336, you're on the line with Linus and Nina.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tiffany. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hello. I am good. Great.
Good,
I was
good,
calling.
Good.
Just a quick question. I'm trying to just figure out a career choice. Like anything as far as a career is concerned.
Are you still in school, Tiffany?
Yep, I'm in school, yes.
You're in high school? or college?
College.
Okay. No, it's nothing wrong, honey. We have young people calling.
I wish
in.
I was
okay.
in high school.
Well, let me concentrate on the field that you're interested in and see where we're going to go from there. What field are you taking in college right now?
Well, I'm doing human services.
Okay.
But that's not currently the job. I don't have the job that I have now is nowhere near that career.
But that's what you're looking for, right? Eventually,
yeah,
to
I'm
get
looking
into
human
services. Okay. God, church came up right fast. Woo-hoo. Boy, did church come up fast. Okay, now they're showing me. In human services, you don't have to wait till you finish college. I see you, it's not, I almost want to say like teaching a Sunday school class, but these are young kids in elementary, but it's through the church that you're helping them with their studies, actually. It's almost like an afternoon program where, you know, these kids can come to the church for a couple hours and then their parents pick them up or what have you and take them home, which is kind of neat. But that's what I see you like. You're teaching them or going over their homework, helping them to learn that they'll do really good. Now, that's one. And you can get paid for that. You can either get paid for it or do it on a volunteer basis, like in kind. It's up to you. You work it out with the pastor. But that was the first thing that came up was church. And then they showed
me,
you know.
That would be good on a resume, Tiffany.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting.
I just wanted to make a change because I currently work for a global company. And I just need some freedom in life. So that's
well, this
where
you would
I
enjoy.
Am.
You enjoy teaching, so you would enjoy being around these young folks. And they're elementary. They're small, you know, like third, fourth graders, kind of
okay.
like that. Yeah. But you would enjoy it, and you'd be good at it. They're telling me right now that you would be good at it, so...
You know
what I would do before you terminate from your first job, do this as a second job for a minute. You understand what I'm saying? And just see, because it's there, you just have to check around with the different churches, if they have a program like that in place. And if not, then you'll bring it in, but check and see, you know, what they would pay you or whatever to do this. And if it's an income better than where you're at now, then, of course, you know, 2-week notice. But if not, and you just do it on a part-time basis, like Nina said, it will look ever so good on your resume.
Okay.
Yeah,
it'll
look ever so good.
That you picked up church because I've always been in church. So
okay, well.
Amazing.
Well, that was the first thing the angel showed me was church. And so I wanted to know where in church, you know, that you would do the most good, and it would
and
be
I
helping
did.
Those kids. So,
teach in church, but I taught like adults.
Oh no,
that's one of my gifts—the ability to teach.
Yeah. Yes. No. Do the children. You'll love it. Those little minds just open like a sponge. You know.
Well, thank you so much.
And
I
you
appreciate
have your
you
personality.
And thank you. Yeah, for sharing your gift with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, but you're going to do good. So look in that area. That's what I would say.
Right.
Look in the areas. Check with some of either your church or some other churches because, you know, it's just like a community center after-school activity. And like I said, if some church doesn't have it, then, you know, bring the program in, and they could let their members know, well, you can drop, you know, the kids can be dropped off here at church, which I'm sure would make a lot of parents feel good, you know, kids in a safe
That's
location.
A good idea. Great
yeah,
idea.
And you just... Yeah, and just teach those little minds of sponges and help them, you know, with their little schoolwork or after-school activities. And, hey, feather in a notch for you. How about that?
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You
Nina, did you have anything
tonight.
More to add?
No.
Oh, there's something else?
Okay.
Okay.
I was just checking
thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless, Tiffany, and wish
you
the very best, young lady. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is area code 404. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Linus.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I was pretty good. I was just calling about my job. I wanted to know if you saw, I don't know, a new job coming up, maybe a new career choice, something new.
Well, you have to move in that direction, Sasha. You're not, right now, you're just not moving in the direction you want to go. So you have to make that first step.
Well, I did. I started applying for new jobs and everything.
Oh, well, if you start applying, that's good. Only thing I'm going to tell you, Tasha, don't take the job till after the 22nd, okay? You know, if somebody calls you and say that you're hired, wait till the 22nd before you accept the position or start. I shouldn't say accept or start the job. Ask them, can you wait till, you know, after the 22nd? Because we're in Mercury retrograde, so if you start at work on Monday, that job is not going to last.
Okay.
Because it's within Mercury retrograde. But you can still put out applications, set up appointments to get hired, you know, interviews and stuff, but just tell them, well, you know, I need 2 weeks so that it looks solvable. You need 2 weeks notice at your last job, and then you can start, which is, you know, you could tell them, I'm available anytime after the 22nd. See?
Okay. So
yeah.
you don't see anything?
And stop letting your friends sway you. You know what? Sometimes silence is an answer. I see other women talking to you or your girlfriends or stuff almost talking you out of what you want to do. You know who you are and what you're about. You know what? Do Tasha. Do you. What makes you happy? It's okay that they, you know, put their little 2 cents in. That's fine. But don't let that distract you from what you want to do. It's okay. You know, they give you, but in other words, I'm telling you, don't take credence in that. You do. If Tasha says, get up tomorrow morning and say, you know what, I'm going down here to IBM and put a application in, and maybe a girlfriend might tell you, girl, they ain't hiring. What you going down there for? Don't listen to that. You do what Tasha's telling Tasha to do. Because you know what? You might get the job at IBM, and they'll still be back there jawjacking. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So you listen to you. It's all right to have your friends, and they put their 2 cents in. But listen to your own mind and heart and soul.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm just curious because I'm just trying to figure out, like, as far as everything. Like, even my friend, do you think Mercury retrograde has something to do? Like, I was talking to this guy, and he just disappeared. Like, do you think Mercury?
Tasha, let me tell you. Mercury retrograde is a bad word starting with B. right now. I have had 2 days of pure HELL.
Yeah.
So, Mercury retrograde has got something to do with it for sure. And it's even in my damn sign, and it's still giving me a rough time.
Yeah. Do you think he's coming back, or is he just going?
I don't see him coming back, hon.
I don't either. And in a way, that's good. That wasn't the man for you, no way, girl. You don't know it, but he's a DV. Do you know what a DV is?
Uh-uh.
Tasha? Domestic violence.
No.
Okay. Well,
he is?
I'm letting you know now. He is not for you.
Okay.
So be glad. Thank God. Thank God that you didn't hear from him no more. Thank you, God. All right. Go on.
Right. Yeah, I was just curious.
Tasha, I see offering you a job mid-October.
Okay, that's good to hear. Like, at least it's something, because it's been pure hell at my current job. I don't know. I think it's just the Mercury retrograde, because, I mean, it's just, it's going crazy. And then, and the women are so catty. I never experienced this. Like, when I see cattiness, I go the other way. But now you kind of, like, in that environment, you don't have to, you know, say anything, but of course I just don't really like to be in the mix of it. But they, I mean, they come at you at any chance they can.
Well.
Yeah, it's just Mercury retrograde. Don't fall into their gossip. Just kind of ignore it and go about your own business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know the old saying, the cliche, talk to the hand because I don't understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, when things come up like that or people, I say garbage, and that's where it should remain, in the garbage can. So when they're talking a lot of mess, you just like, that's an A-B situation, and I see myself out of it. And if they ask you things about certain people or whatever, just say, no comment. That way they don't have your name in their mouth. Yeah, just no comment. Keep going. Sometimes no answer is an answer. That's why I say silence is an answer. Well, Tasha, you used to talk about this all the time with me. Why don't you talk to me now? Blah, 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 blah. Because I've moved on, and my mind is on other things now. Yeah,
pretty much. But I toned it down a lot. I don't talk as much. Lately, I haven't had anything to say. Like, there's so many changes that's happening. It's just coming at me so fast. It's kind of overwhelming. So it's just like, I don't really have much to say lately.
Yeah. Well, it's probably just as good.
Yeah, that's
go ahead,
what I was going to say. That's a good thing because it's keeping you out of trouble.
Yeah, I can honestly say, I'm not mixed up in anything. I'm trying to put more effort into the dating world, and it's just like, I never put so much energy into it. But this is the first time I guess I'm redirecting some of my energy, and it's just like, oh, wow. I forgot, like, how I don't remember it being like this, but it's really interesting.
Everything is going to work. Yeah, it will pass as of September 23rd because Mercury retrograde is over on the 22nd. So on the 23rd, things are going to change.
Okay,
And all for the better.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Tasha, and you have a wonderful rest of the week, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nina, you need to take over for a minute. I had to do something.
Okay, everyone. Let me go back to... Yeah. We don't have anybody on the line right now, unfortunately.
Okay, I'm back. Thank you. You know what? I didn't even do the horoscopes for this month. You know, I just thought about that. I posted them, and I usually read them online so everybody can hear. And I didn't do that. So until we get a call in, I can go through the horoscopes right quick. That might help some people wondering what it's like since we're going through Mercury retrograde. What you think, Nina?
Sure.
Okay. Let me try and bring that up. Okay. So, Nina, you have to tell me when we got a call because you know I'm on our website doing the horoscopes. Okay. So Mercury retrograde, you know, is from August 30th to September 22nd. So I did horoscope on how will Mercury retrograde affect your sun sign. Okay. So for Aries, with Mercury traveling back through your sixth house of routine, the next few weeks will be ripe for you to do your best editing and revision work on current assignments. Don't take on new projects and do your best to avoid office gossip or being caught up in a miscommunication between you and colleagues, Aries. Also, this will be a great time to get a second opinion if there's a nagging health issue you need clarity on. Taurus, work through any frustrating problems you've been having with your children. Perhaps they are not scheduling their time efficiently and it has been driving you mad. If so, this might be an opportunity for you to take a step back and decide what really matters and what you can let go of. Instead of holding your kids up to your super organized standards, Taurus, why not allow them enough breathing room to find their own way? In other news, an ex-lover might come back into the picture, Taurus. Gemini, if you're trying to get a home renovation project off the ground now, you might run into extensive delays and frustration as Mercury retrogrades through your fourth house of home and family. Instead of swimming against the tide, consider holding off on this endeavor until Mercury regulates its orbit in September, back after the 22nd. Research potential contractors, but avoid hiring and scheduling for right now. In other news, during this time, you might reconnect with a relative you've been out of touch with for a while, Gemini. You both enjoy the reunion. Cancer, if there was ever a time to carefully read the fine print, this is it, Cancer. Mercury will retrograde through your communication sector, making this particular retrograde phase extra sensitive for you. Avoid signing new contracts if possible. Ask plenty of questions, but hold off on final decisions for any major new endeavor. Also, if you are a writer, this won't be a good time to begin any new work. Instead, polish up on your existing projects, Cancer. Leo, while Mercury retrogrades through your second house of money, take an honest look at your income against your expenses and consider where you can cut the fat. This will be an opportunity to become more efficient with what you have as long as you're willing to be your own worst critic as it relates to how you currently spend your money. This might also be a good time to go back to an income-generating idea you put on hold in the past, Leo. Make it workable now. Okay, Virgo. With your ruling planet moving backward through your sign, you might feel as if you've lost solid ground. Although you might be aware that you must recalibrate your thinking process connected to a major plan or decision. It's not going to be easy, Virgo. You might be stuck in a critical pattern that you can't seem to escape. Allow others to weigh in, even if you initially think they won't add anything valuable to the conversation. You might be surprised, Virgo. Libra, you might have a mental and emotional breakthrough over the next few weeks if you're willing to do the work. Consider going to therapy and talking to a trusted counselor in order to work through any anxiety or problems that you know is holding you back from living your best life. This Mercury retrograde is a time to systematically break down outworn thought patterns that you know aren't serving you well. You can do it. Scorpio, reconnecting with old friend might be a source of great pleasure. If you and an old pal grew apart because one of you felt the other was unfairly judged, Mercury retrograde through your 11th house of friends and groups will be an ideal time to resolve that matter once and for all. Another possibility is that you are working on a website, social media campaign, or humanitarian effort. Refrain from launching the project until after Mercury has regulated its orbit, in other words, after September 22nd. For now, work out them kinks. Sagittarius, be patient if career plans seem stalled now. Mercury will be retrograde in your professional 10th house. As a result, it's time to rethink your current goals as well as your plans to achieve them. Instead of pushing ahead, go with the flow. Conversations with authority figures might offer helpful ideas about how you can improve your performance and enhance your reputation and ultimately get ahead. Be humble and take advice. You know, will serve you well. Be humble and take advice, Scorpio. You know will serve you well. Capricorn, if you're having trouble grasping detail and a specialized material being presented in a class you're taking, this Mercury retrograde is the ideal time to hire a tutor or ask your professor to review certain key concepts. Don't mistakenly believe that asking for help in this case is a sign of weakness. In fact, Capricorn, the greatest minds ask the most questions and are smart enough to admit when they don't know something. Learn, review, and most of all, give yourself some credit. Aquarius, this will be an ideal time to speak to your accountant or financial advisor and review your portfolio. Don't make brand new investments or major decisions about your money while Mercury is retrograde in your eighth house of joint finances. Instead, this will be a positive time to heavily research potential investments that you feel will serve you well in the future. You might also spend time searching for any missing financial documents. Expect success, Aquarius. Pisces. There is the potential for you and your partner to experience more than the usual amount of misunderstandings while Mercury is retrograde in your seventh house of relationships. Give your mate the benefit of the doubt whenever possible and recognize that it'll be all too easy to send each other mixed messages. Clarify thoughts. Instead of making any major decisions about your life together, agree to hold off until Mercury is back on track after the 22nd. And those are your horoscopes, how they will affect your sign during Mercury retrograde, August 30th to September 22nd. You are listening to Free Psychic Readings Wednesday with Lennis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we have got lines open, so come on, y'all, call in. We're ready and willing and able to help you. Area code 727, you're on the line. I'm sorry?
It's okay. We'll do it after.
Okay. Area code 727, you're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
This is Ross. How are you?
Fine. I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's Ross. It's R-O-T-H.
R-O-T-H.
H. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ross. Okay, how are you doing, Ross? That's
I'm
a different
good. How are
name.
You?
Terrific. What can we do to help you, young lady?
You know, probably all over the place. I'm a little lost soul right now. I think I'm more just lost in pretty much love relationship is what my main concern is lately.
Okay. Were you in a relationship with someone and you just broke up or
no,
something?
I'm in one now. I'm in one now. However, he is... not 100% fully available. He's still legally married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how
Sorry.
I feel every day. But it's like one of those things, like, you know, you feel like it's like a, I feel like it's a soulmate connection, but at the same time, it's like, what am I doing with myself?
Well, I'm going to, yeah, they're telling me that don't make things easy for him. You need to back off because right now he's not going to leave that marriage unless you do.
Okay.
And you got to remember the old adage, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
So do you really want a relationship with somebody like that?
Right.
You know, I understand that there is bad marriages and everything else, but if he's not making a move to go forward, Yeah, he's got the problem, right?
Right, yeah.
Lennis, what are you picking up?
You know, I can't comment on this. So you're going to have to help Raw. Yeah.
Oh, you can comment on this, Lennis.
Okay.
Well, you can't hurt my feelings. I need to know the truth.
Okay, tell me his first name. His
Kyle.
First name. Okay, that's all I need. Yeah, Kyle wants his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But you know, he's not that happy at home. He really is kind of miserable. He's not that happy in his marriage. But yet he hasn't made the step to do a legal separation or divorce. I see part of it is finances. They've got money tied up together.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He knows that if he walks away, he's going to lose a certain amount of money, period. He knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's keeping him there, but and he does care about you. He does care about you. So that's the truth. One, financially, and secondly, he needs to make a decision whether he's going to stay married or not. If he's going to be with you, then fine. But it shouldn't be because of you. If they decide to split up and get a separation or a divorce, it's got to be an A-B situation, not because of you.
Right.
Right? Like the marriage was already going downhill by the time he met you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's,
not
that's
like he saw you out somewhere and he goes, oh, God, she's pretty. Yeah. Wonder what she's like.
Yeah. You know, that's my understanding. That's my understanding from what he's told me. But, you know, you never can always fully believe.
Well,
you never know.
Yeah. No, I understand. Totally. I totally understand. But, yeah, but finances is one drawback. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
The other, he really isn't happy. He really isn't happy. So I guess the two of them need to sit down and have a communication and decide, make some decisions.
Right. Yeah, I know he's asked her that, but she's refusing to sit down and talk about it.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to let go of her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, she has her reasons, too. Maybe she's a woman that it's better to have a man than to have no man. There's some women like
right.
that are desperate, like, well, I know he doesn't love me, he doesn't care about me anymore, but I'm not, you know, I'm going to be really, how can I say this? I don't want to say something nasty.
It's like dependent, kind of like, I don't know, someone who's always going to be there.
Well, yeah, there are some women like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they rather have a man than no man at all in their life, regardless what the situation is.
Right.
Then to grant him his freedom would give her freedom to find who would love her in the way that she wants to be loved and treated. But she's holding on to some past perspectives or past how a marriage is supposed to be. But if
mm-hmm.
it's not love there, then why hold on?
Right. Because, I mean, like I told you, like I hear his side of the story. I never met her. But, you know, from his side of the story, this is his first time stepping out of his marriage, or second time. But with her, she's been, been cheating almost her whole marriage.
You know, it's too bad you can't be a little fly on the wall and find out exactly what is going on.
You know, I wish. I want to plant something in that house.
Yeah, it would make it so much easier. I think some of the stories he has been telling you are embellished. I'm going to say that much. But that's normal, right? You build yourself up and knock the other person down. I don't know how you are going to find out exactly what's going on.
And I hate being in the dark. I think that's what is starting to make me sick, because I'm kind of like lost soul in the dark here, flying, you know, just waiting to see what happens. Every time I try to walk away, I get pulled right back in.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, love's a funny thing, and it makes us do crazy things sometimes. I'm going to tell you to go with your intuition. If you think he's worth hanging on to, then wait around.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. That's the only thing, Ross. Don't wait forever.
Okay.
No. No.
Lennis, you agree?
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. And I'll say this. Don't invest your heart, soul, and mind, and spirit into that man until he's divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't be saying for you to see him at all, but what I'm saying is investing where your emotions now are involved in this man, and it's hard for you to pull away or cut the cord. So I guess
right.
What I'm doing is asking you to be objective as possible. You know, when you see that he's making a turn and he really cares and he's doing something about that relationship, and he's, you know, comes to you and say, look, babe, here's the separation papers or the divorce papers, I'm divorcing her,
mm-hmm.
Then I guess at that point in time you can kind of let your guard down a little bit. But right now I would keep my guard up until you see that he's walked away.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. It's hard, you know, especially when love's involved in emotions, and I'm working
yeah.
on that. Keeping my guard up.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to meet his dad this weekend, so hopefully that goes well.
Oh, my God. You're meeting
yeah.
a family?
Just his father.
Nina!
Yeah, just his dad. I mean, his dad. I guess his dad doesn't like her. He knows about the story.
I don't
and...
care. You're meeting a family, and he ain't left
yeah.
from his situation. That's yeah. really
and
compromising you.
Yeah, that's really a dangerous situation to be in.
Yes, it is. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about backing out of it.
I think that
I
would really be a really good idea if you backed out of that, because I see his father going to the wife and saying, haha, guess who I met?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Mm-mm.
He
always learn.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
The unexpected.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nina.
He doesn't like her at all, so I can see him doing whatever he wants to hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the father?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm talking about the father, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently he
yep.
doesn't, he doesn't like her at all.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but you don't want to be pulled into that drama.
Yeah,
that's
and I don't want to.
You don't go see, yeah. Mm-mm.
I have 4 kids mm-hmm. on my own, so I'm like, I don't need this drama.
Oh, you don't. And
no,
for the sake
you're
of
too
your-
good of a person. I'm sorry, go ahead,
your,
Nina.
I think for the sake of your kids, it might be a good time to move away from him. You know, just take a couple of steps back and really evaluate the situation, because your kids could really get hurt in all of this.
Yeah, and I think they're already feeling it, especially my oldest one, because he doesn't like to see me upset. And, he, you know, if I cry, he cries.
Yeah. And if you've never listened to the show before and you don't know much about me, I've been working with children for over 40 years. I've run my own daycare for that long. And, yeah, you don't mess with the kids.
No. No. And then, you know, I try to become, I try to stay strong. I'm one of those, I try to sugarcoat everything. You know, nobody has to know anything's wrong. I just try to stay strong and stay fully put together if I can.
Yeah, I think, oh, no, it's so hard when you're dealing with the heart. It's so hard.
Yes,
and
it
I
is.
Don't want to give any false hope or false information, but I'm getting this message, back off, back off, back off.
Okay.
That message is just coming at me really strongly, and the reason why they're telling me is because he has made no steps to get out of that marriage.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen that too. It seems like it seems like he'll make one step and he'll go two steps backwards.
Yeah, and that's his choice. He's choosing to do this.
Yeah.
So really,
he knows how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you are upset most of the time because of the situation, it's not a situation you should be in. You're supposed to be happy. Not hiding. You're supposed to be happy. And you're supposed to be able to go out, go anywhere you want, and not have to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, if you're crying a lot, if you're worried a lot, and it's making you sick, I think there's reasons for that. And you and your body are telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard. I'm sorry, Ross. I know it's hard.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's like it's one of those things that my intuition tells me, you know, just walk away. You deserve better. And then, as soon as you start walking away, it's like, no, you know, it's going to be worth it in the end. Just stick around. But I'm like, I can't be. I don't have time to be hurt anymore.
Well, exactly. And you know what? With you hanging on to this man and him not making any steps to actually move forward with you, there's a better person out there for you. There really is.
That'll love you and your children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, because that's the thing, because you still have children at home, you always want to tell them, man,
mm-hmm.
it's a package deal here.
Mm-hmm.
After I divorced my ex-husband, because I had two daughters that are way grown now, but I let them know, we come in threes. If you can handle that, we come in threes. Yeah, because I'm not going to put anybody over my kids. They were number one. So if you want to be involved with me, you're also involved with them. And either they'll stay or they'll run away.
Yeah, and this one's, I think that's the mistake I made, is he's met my kids.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's the biggest mistake I made, and I knew it. I knew it all. I knew it after I made it.
Well, you know what? You can correct that mistake, can't you?
Yeah, I definitely can.
All right.
No, it's not guess. You can.
No,
after all, woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do this, and do us a favor. Call us back in a couple of weeks and let us know how you're doing.
I will definitely.
Sure.
I will definitely. I'll start listening more often. I can only listen when the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
I understand. You must be on the East Coast. It must be 10 o'clock back there, huh?
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Well, that's okay, because that's even better, because it's a quiet time for you too.
It is.
Right?
It's my time, yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Mhm. So it's all good. Yeah. Well, please do. Yes. Please call us back. And we're on Sundays too, from 3 to 4, 3 in the afternoon till 4:30.
Okay.
I know that's probably prime time for mommy and kids and dinner, what have you. But just to let you know, otherwise, you know, on Wednesday from 6 to 7.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome.
All right. And I'll be praying for you too, Roth. I'm sorry?
Thank you.
Yes. And I will be praying for you as well. Yeah, it's going to be a tough decision for you, and I realize that, but you will make the right one.
Thank you. I just have to look into my heart and just make that, you know, next step for me.
That's right. You have to come first.
Amen.
And I keep forgetting that.
Well, I'm here to remind you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling, Ross. God bless.
Evening.
You too, honey.
Okay,
and if no one's told any of the callers today, they love you. Me and Nina do. Go ahead, Miss Nina.
We have a question from the chat room. Miss Anna would like to know what's coming up for her this week. And I'm going to tell you right now, Anna, you are going to start feeling better as of Friday. Lennis, what else are you seeing?
Nothing right now. We got 15 seconds before it shuts off. Not
right,
that now. I'm not seeing anything because I'm not concentrating. We're going off the air. Nina, good show. Mm-hmm.